Yeah, so we're going to talk about communication today, and we'll use a different format for this part of our satsanga. What we'll do is, I will do the meditative talking and you do the meditative listening, which means just letting it come in and then absorbing and keeping the questions or thoughts or whatever that might arise aside until the end of the talk. That way I can be meditative while talking and you can be meditative while listening. And then all the questions that arise, we can talk about them during lunch and after lunch and see if this is a better way of. Otherwise, many times what happens is because of the mental chatter, we're not able to grasp some of the things. And so this is a different way of doing this part of the satsanga. So, communication. The scientists, you know, the social scientists, they define communication as information exchange. You must have heard about this. If you have studied information theory or anything similar to that, the communication, the word communication is defined as information exchange, which means you have a sender, right? You have a receiver, and information is exchanged between the two, right? And then there is something in between the two, the sender and the receiver, and they call it noise, right? So all these engineers and scientists, they try to reduce that noise so that the information can flow freely, you know, between the sender and the receiver. And so what I'm proposing today as a hypothesis is that, phenomenologically speaking, that noise between the sender and the receiver is the realm of feelings. You know, not the feeling itself, but our reaction to the feelings. You know, we always distort the information because we are creating that noise between the sender and the receiver. We are creating the noise by reacting to the feelings. And I'll give you an example what I mean by that. So let's say you meet your old forgotten colleague whom you disliked, whom you pretty much hated, okay? You meet him after 20 years in a park, okay? The moment you see that person, your first reaction would be, oh, that jerk, you know, John. Although you're seeing him after 20 years, right? Yeah? So there is that information, visual information. John is there. As soon as you see John, an unpleasant feeling arises in you. And you react to that unpleasant feeling. This John jerk. How do you know? It's been 20 years. He's probably enlightened by now, right? But what is happening to us is that we are constantly distorting communication, internal communication and external communication, because we are constantly reacting to our feelings, creating that noise between the external world and the internal world, you know. So to the extent we learn not to react to our feelings, to that extent we can improve the quality of communication. To that extent we can improve the quality of life. You know? Another example, when somebody gets angry at you, right? You get angry back at the person, right? And you think that it's Susan who made me angry, right? And that's why you get angry back, right? But it's not Susan who makes you get angry back. It's the unpleasant feeling that arises in you, which you react to. That makes you react to what Susan says. You see what I'm saying? Susan says something, you feel bad, and then you react to that, not to Susan. Please understand that. Right? Jennifer says something to Stephanie. Stephanie feels bad, unpleasant. She is reacting to that unpleasantness, not to Jennifer. We are constantly reacting to ourselves, not to the outside world. And we keep blaming the outside world. You see? The whole idea of the meditation, this practice, is to how not to react to ourselves. Meaning, how not to react to those unpleasant and pleasant feelings. Pizza, for example. And I love eating. So you see the pizza and you feel pleasant. Yeah? I am reacting to that pleasantness, which makes me grab a bite, not to the pizza itself. It's the pleasant feeling that makes me grab it. Yeah. If I quickly get in touch with that feeling, then I can make a choice, right? Whether to eat pizza or salad. Similarly, quickly, if I can get in touch with that unpleasant feeling when I see Susan, Jennifer, just that moment of awareness that there is unpleasantness in me can make a big difference in how we react, you know. Just that mindfulness that, oh, there is this burning going on inside me. There is this faster heart pumping going on. There is this shortness of breath going on, you know. Just quickly, and the whole game changes, you know.
And it's the same with sadness.
We'll get to that. We're going to do meditative talking and listening. Right? So please keep that in your question basket, and we'll talk about that. Tony Robbins, you must have heard about Tony Robbins, right? He's a very popular. He said, it's very simple. Ultimately, the quality of life means quality of your communication. That's what he said. To the extent we communicate, the quality of our communication, how we communicate to ourselves and how we communicate with others, the quality of that determines the quality of your life. You know? And I agree with that 100%. You know? Because, like I said, communication is related to information. And if we allow the information to flow freely, you know, and you might understand this because you're an engineer, because information is related to energy, energy is related to matter, you know. If we allow the information to move freely, the energy will move freely, there will not be any resistance, no stress. Simple. Okay? So technically speaking, it's all about how we can facilitate the movement of information freely. In other words, how we communicate so that the information moves freely. We don't color it with our reactions. So that's the whole idea. So now let's meditate on what I just said. And so please close your eyes gently and take your attention to your breath. And just one thing to meditate, to contemplate upon today is that I do not react to the world out there. I react to the world in here. It is not the world that is to be blamed. It is my reaction to the feelings that arise in me. The reaction to the feelings that arise in me, that is to be blamed. Knowing that, I shall cultivate equanimity towards pleasant feelings and unpleasant feelings. So I stop reacting and start acting. Acting with loving kindness, compassion, and generosity. all the hatred and aversion that I experience is the result of my reaction to unpleasant feelings. All the craving and attachment I experience is the result of my reaction to the pleasant feelings. The world is not to be blamed, but me, my reaction to pleasant and unpleasant feelings. I must and I shall cultivate equanimity towards all feelings. Thereby abiding in peace. Thereby abiding in peace. Peace. Peace.